This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. Dallas County has become a battleground this election season. From a marquee congressional race between longtime Republican Pete Sessions and civil rights lawyer Colin Allred, to a tough fight over a state Senate seat that stretches from Irving to Rowlett. But KERA's Christopher Connolly says some of the most overlooked races are for the Texas House. More than half of Dallas County's 14 state House districts are seen as competitive this year. Hey, Chris, thanks for joining me.
Sure, happy to be here.
So why is Dallas so chock full of competitive races?
Well, it's a combination of things. This is a Democratic county generally, and it's been getting bluer over the years. During the 2016 presidential election, Hillary Clinton won the countywide vote by 26 points over Donald Trump. Now, the southern portion of the county is pretty locked down for Democrats. They win seats representing southern Dallas and DeSoto and the southern third of the county pretty handily. It's really in the suburbs around the city and in northern Dallas where things are really competitive. One factor at play is that Republicans are at something of a high watermark right now. I talked to Cal Gilson. He's a political scientist at Southern Methodist University, and he says Republicans have had a lot of good election years, and so they have the most seats to lose if Democrats are as energized as they seem to be.
A lot of those seats that Republicans hold that maybe they haven't held in the past, that Clinton won in 2016, are going back to the Democrats. Not because the Democrats necessarily are going to run great races. It's just that Republicans have a lot of seats that they don't always hold. And in a good Democratic year, they're going to give them back.
There are also demographic factors that bode well for Democrats long term. These inner ring suburbs are growing increasingly diverse, and a lot of new people are moving in, folks who aren't necessarily tied into the very conservative brand of traditional Texas Republican politics.
Now, most of these statehouse districts are held by Republicans, meaning Democrats see a real opportunity to grow their ranks in Austin, right?
Right. So 7 of the 8 competitive seats in Dallas County are held by Republicans. They're all in districts that Hillary Clinton won in 2016, and some of those Republicans won by really small margins that year. So in a district around Grand Prairie, for example, Republican Rodney Anderson beat Democrat Terry Meza by just 64 votes. Now those two are facing off again this year. And the Republicans in these districts kind of run across the political spectrum. You've got folks like Linda Koop in North Dallas, who's more of a Chamber of Commerce or business type Republican. And then you've got Matt Rinaldi in Irving, who's a member of the ultra-conservative House Freedom Caucus. He made headlines last year after he got into a scuffle on the House floor when he called immigration agents on a group of protesters. Rinaldi's opponent, Julie Johnson, has pitched herself as a progressive and also someone who can work across the aisle. And you're hearing that language of unity a lot from Democratic challengers in these races. They say they want to get things done on important issues like public education.
So 7 of these 8 Texas House seats in Dallas County that we're considering competitive are held by Republicans. So that leaves 1 district held by a Democrat.
Right. So that's over in the eastern side of Dallas County in District 107. Representative Victoria Niave knocked out the Republican opponent 2 years ago by just 800 votes. And she had a successful first term. She got called Freshman of the Year by her colleagues. She wrote and passed a bill to help ease Texas's huge backlog of untested rape kits. But right after the session ended, she was arrested for drunk driving, and now she's facing a challenge from Republican Deanna Maria Metzger. Both women are Latina, and both are courting Latino voters and campaigning hard in this diverse district.
So how much do the outcomes of these races matter? Republicans in the Texas House hold 95 seats to the Democrats, 55 seats. Does anyone expect Democrats to really flip the state house this year?
No, that seems very unlikely. But that doesn't mean these results won't make any difference. One of the first things that lawmakers will do in Austin in January is pick a new Speaker of the House. For the last several sessions, it's been Joe Strauss, a more moderate Republican who drew support from Republicans and Democrats. He retired, but he played a key role blocking some of the most far-right agenda items, like a bill to bar transgender people from using the bathroom that they're most comfortable with. There's a push from conservatives in the Republican Party to make sure the next speaker isn't a consensus candidate like Joe Strauss, but someone who will champion an extremely conservative social and economic agenda. So adding more Democrats to the House could make that more difficult.
Christopher Connolly covers politics for KERA. Chris, thanks so much for your time.
Sure thing.
And you can find more of KERA's election coverage on our website, kerenews.org.